This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to be joined in the next hour by Lionel. I'm sure he's going to have a lot of interesting things to say about the crazy developments that have happened in the last day or so. And in the third hour, we're going to be joined by Mark Morano of Climate Depot. And there's a lot of news that is coming out. Of course, the EPA has moved in another massive power grab today. We have an article by Kit Daniels. EPA is accusing Fiat Chrysler of VW-style emissions cheating, quote-unquote emissions cheating. Do you remember one of the first stories I covered when I came here to InfoWars was the emissions cheating of the EPA itself? They were doing tests on human beings. They had Lisa Jackson going before Congress, working out a little script with then-Congressman Ed Markey. He's now senator. They had a little script, and of course, he read some of her lines for her by mistake because, you know, they're not very good actors. And she eventually was taken out of the EPA with her own email scandal. But Lisa Jackson was lying to the American people, and she was saying that that there were more deaths from fine particulate matter. That's what they call diesel fuel, fine particulate matter. There were more deaths from that than there were from cancer. A patent lie. And yet at the same time, she was selling that lie. We had the EPA in my hometown, where UNC, University of North Carolina, was. The EPA was hooking up people that they had selectively screened for respiratory and heart issues, hooking them up directly to diesel exhaust fumes, trying to get them sick so they could increase the regulation. So here they are coming after yet another car company because diesel engines. Why do they hate diesel engines? Because they're cheap, they're efficient, they're here today, and they're competition for the battery-driven cars where the technology is really not there right now. They want to push that against us because it's all part of their control grid. And we've talked about that before. We're going to talk about that in a little bit more detail. And, of course, we're going to talk about the EPA in general, climate change in general. And, of course, Rex Tillerson was just had his confirmation hearings. He had some things to say about that as well. Before I get back into the robot issue, I don't want to cover that in this segment. I want to get back to it in the next segment because there's a little bit more there to talk about. But today we see that they have taken the first steps towards dismantling Obamacare. I think it's interesting to go back and look at Obama's legacy because when we talk about the global elite and when we talk about Obamacare, understand that Obamacare was really a massive subsidy to the insurance companies, to the bankers, the people who have prospered under Obama as the rest of us have been cut off. And we're going to see that trend accelerate unless we reverse that kind of globalism, that kind of crony capitalism. And this report from RT, they did an interview with a couple of people. They say under Obama, family median income dropped and the Democrat Party imploded. See, it's cause and effect. They point out the wealthy recovered from the recession in 2008 very dramatically. They said 97% of all net income gains since 2008 have gone to the wealthiest 1%. See that? The wealthiest 1% get 97% of the gain. They had recovery. The rest of us didn't. Households at the same time in the middle class, the median family income has continued to decline every year in real terms. And you know that. And so what is the result of that? The result of that is that the Democrat Party has the lowest control of state legislatures they've ever had. The head of the Democrat Party points out that they've imploded. Roughly two-thirds of all the state legislatures and the governorships are now in the hands of Republicans. They've lost over 1,000 elected seats under Obama in 8 years. And, of course, he's given us a domestic war. He created a domestic war between Black Lives Matter and the police, between Black Lives Matter and white people, and he even created a war between blacks and blacks in Chicago. We point this out. It's amazing irony to me. Or chutzpah, maybe it's chutzpah, I guess, that he would go back to his hometown in Chicago, where about 4,000 people died, about the same number of people died in the 8 years of Chicago, of Obama in Chicago, that died under George W. Bush in Iraq and Afghanistan. About the same number, about 4,000 people. That's the war that he brought, even between black people and black people in Chicago, where it's a gun-free zone. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I'm going to continue with what I was talking about at the beginning of the end of the last hour, because this is the big picture, folks. The fact that we have what is turning into a mixture of Brave New World, 1984, and iRobot. Think of it that way. If you don't want to go back and look at Agenda 21 and the UN Agenda for Sustainability 2030, okay? That's their boring. If you read that, that'll put you to death, the details on that, okay? But if you want to think about it in big terms, this is what we're seeing here as a confluence of that. And when I talk about these stories here, the swarms of drones, the autonomous killing machines that are being developed by the military-industrial complex that we've been warned about, that we've now seen go out of control. They're the ones who are behind the attacks on Donald Trump. And we'll talk about that in just a moment. But let's talk about what is really at the confluence of all this. And we talk about the swarms of killer drones. We talk about the robots that they're now saying we need to give them legal protection and status. And then they start talking about babies made without mothers. Okay? We've been mocked about talking about how they're going to genetically engineer babies without people. Oh, that's science fiction. That's Brave New World. It's like, exactly. Exactly. Aldous Huxley, one of the brain brain children of the globalist establishment was talking about that. And that's quite frankly what is happening here. The vast majority of Americans are duped into passivity by entertainment, and they are the ones that you see exactly as they did in Brave New World. And what they're doing is they're moving to have a system where they can engineer children. Why is it that they're doing that? They want to create superhumans and subhumans. They will be the superhumans, and then they will create a subservient subhuman race. So as we look at this AI situation, yes, there is an issue there that we need to be careful about. We need to be careful about turning this stuff over to computers. They call anything that is smart AI. And that's part of the bluff that they're doing. For the longest time, back in the day when you first had computers, if you had a printout from a computer and you said, look, I've got a model and I've got a printout here, it's like, oh, bow down and worship that. Douglas Adams made fun of that in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, where they had this giant computer crunching for decades to determine the meaning of life, and when it came out, the answer was 42. It's like, well, I'm not sure what that is, you know. And that's what we saw. We, you know, here's your printout. Well, garbage in, garbage out, folks. If you got a bad model, I don't care how big your computer is, how long it took, it's going to spit out some garbage. And so this whole elevating computers to a position of authority over our lives is really what's behind a lot of this artificial intelligence. It really is an artifice, really, set up to try to deceive you, to try to make you stand in awe of what they're doing. And quite frankly, I've worked with computers too long to be in awe of this. I'm quite frankly getting very angry about it. I'm angry about the way the military-industrial complex is moving with these swarms of drones, moving to replace us in our work and saying, well, we'll put you on a welfare system, universal basic income. And then saying, we're going to even take away your reproductive rights because there's too many of you. That makes you dangerous to us. That's what they did. That was the essence of Brave New World. That was the way they pacified people. The government took over reproduction. The government decided how they were going to have, were they going to have subhumans or superhumans? And when we look at this report, it's up on the Drudge Report, the Daily Mail, babies made without mothers will come sooner than we think. They point out last year at the University of Bath, they discovered that they could use sperm and skin cells, or any other kind of non-egg cell would be all that they needed for conception. I said, well, okay, it's still a ways off. Now we've got a report that was published today. Top embryologists at Harvard and Brown universities urging nations to begin contemplating the legal minefield that would surround motherless babies. Who are they going to be owned by? They'll be owned by the state. You see, the state has been taking control of your children gradually. They called a government school system for the longest time. You take your child to the government school system, then they can do anything they want in that government school system. And if you didn't like what they were telling your kids because they were introducing sexual issues to them at a very young age, I mean, this is back when it was still heterosexual issues, and there was a father in Massachusetts, I remember 25, 30 years ago. He went there and he said, I don't really want you talking to my child about sex. And it wasn't even the weird stuff they're doing today. I mean, it was ordinary heterosexual sex. And they said, sorry, you don't have any say about this. And he got upset. They arrested him. And he said, I want to get my child out of this. And they said, no, you can't do that. Once you take your child to the school and you drop them off, there's a doctrine that's called in loco parentis, in place of the parents. We are the parents. Once you have surrendered, and this is what the judge said, literally said this, you have surrendered your child to the state. And so they have been pushing this to an earlier and earlier stage. And everyone since Aristotle has known that you get children at an early stage, they become yours for life. And so they've been trying to take over your children, but now they will go to the point where you won't have any claims over these children because they will manufacture them. And so when you look at this in the near term, yes, there are issues that come about with this, and Hugo de Garis has talked about this, as I pointed out, the Ardlec War. It was actually a war between the elites and the rest of us. A technological war between us using artificial intelligence. But he said, you get true artificial intelligence, you're not going to be able to tell it, do not harm humanity, do not allow any harm to come to humans by action or inaction. See, once they get to that point, you're not going to really be able to boss them around. And they also want to have something that really has that human touch. So in my personal opinion, I think, again, we can always talk about, is it going to be robots, or is it going to be a Brave New World situation? Is it going to be 1984, or is it going to be a Brave New World? Are we going to get the boot in the face? Yes, some of us will. The rest of us, they'll pacify with hedonism. with passivity, with a universal basic income. That's the way it's going to work out. And when we look at this, I believe that the robots are going to be the subhumans that they're going to manufacture. Remember that the term robot that was first used in the play was, I believe, as a Czech word for slave. They're simply looking for slaves. They simply want to make all of us slaves. That is the ultimate end goal of the elite, of the military-industrial complex, of these people that we were warned about by Eisenhower. Let's go back to this war that we're seeing now, that is the one that's right in front of our face, that the New York Times talks about the war with the media and within the media. They said Donald Trump's news session, his press conference yesterday, starts a war with and within the media. Well, it's a fake war, isn't it? As I point out, Piers Morgan said, the only prostitutes in any of this are the journalists themselves. And we have RT coming in and saying they have an interview with a former German MP who is also the former defense spokesman for Angela Merkel's party. He said, when you see the situation in Washington, I think they're not willing, those who lost the election, to accept the new president, whose name is Trump. What's going on in Washington sounds like the beginning of a civil war. Yes, exactly. He said there is a network of resistance against the president who will be in office on the 20th of January. And I think when you look at the reality in Europe, people of all of our European countries want to live in good relations with the Russian Federation. Of course they do. They don't want war. It's the people at the top that want war. So when we look at this and we say, well, there's a war with the media and there's a war within the media, that's kind of like saying, well, if you guys could all get along, there wouldn't be a fight. This isn't simply about the media. That's what we see, and of course they're part of it. They are the foot soldiers of this. But understand that it's not simply limited to that. It's these people behind it that we're talking about, the people who are engineering this entire system, whether it's the swarms of robots or the manufactured humans or the AI or the driverless cars or packing you into the cities with Agenda 21. Those are the people who are really directing it. I mean, in the same way that you have a real war, you say, well, if only those soldiers at the front would stop fighting with each other, we could have peace. No, it's much deeper than that. It's the people who are pushing them out into the war. He pointed out, he said, there was no hostility between Russia and Europe. The hostility is organized in a very artificial way, and it is the same way of organizing hostilities as we see nowadays against Trump. Again, this is the former German defense spokesman. He says that this makes it very clear. There's a network of Democrats and Republicans in a war establishment in Washington that is not willing to accept the ballots. He argued that the EU and Moscow had excellent relations before something changed in U.S. policy. So it was the U.S. that restarted the Cold War. Absolutely. And then you've got this article here from Glenn Greenwald. And he points out the deep state is going to war with the president-elect and using unverified claims. And then he excoriates Democrats for cheering this. He said the serious dangers posed by a Trump presidency are numerous and manifest. See, he doesn't agree with Donald Trump. But he says there are a wide variety of legitimate and effective tactics to combat those threats. Look, you can be partisan. You can disagree with people. But when you start resorting to censorship, when you start resorting to the kind of character assassination and the types of things that we've seen the CIA do in other countries. Remember, it was our founding fathers, James Mason, who warned us that the tools that we use to fight wars abroad will come home to haunt us and tyrannies at home. And that's what we're seeing here now. The CIA that we created to fight our wars for us, to get involved abroad, to take down these monsters that we were told existed abroad. Now those monsters have turned on us internally. He says, cheering for the CIA and its shadowy allies to unilaterally subvert the U.S. election and impose its own policy dictates on the elected president is both warped and self-destructive, empowering the very entities that have produced the most shameful atrocities and systemic deceit over the last six decades is the desperation of the worst kind. This is what the left is doing, says Glenn Greenwald. He says, look, I don't agree with his policies, but don't do this. You're going to burn our country down doing this. He said, demanding that evidence-free, anonymous assertions be instantly venerated as truth. Why? Because the media put this out there that we're supposed to instantly respect. He said, despite emanating from the very precincts designed to propagandize and lie, this is an assault on journalism, on democracy, on basic human rationality, and it casually branding domestic adversaries who refuse to go along as traitors and disloyal foreign operatives is bankrupt morally and certain to backfire on those who are doing it. And this is what it fundamentally is. It is the CIA that's moving against this. It's John McCain who's moving against this. We give you credit, John. Good for you, John. Good for the CIA. We know exactly what you're about. You've been exposed just like the fake media. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to be joined by Lionel in the next segment, and I'm sure he's going to have a lot of interesting things to say about what happened with the press conference yesterday, but of course, the bigger picture, and we're going to play you in just a second here a clip. Democrats vowing to stall Trump's cabinet picks. They're going to do anything they can to stop him. We've had Chuckie Schumer come out and say, I'm going to vote against the first guy he puts up for Supreme Court. You don't know who it is. He's just going to vote against it just to vote against it. That's the kind of opposition that they say, oh, you're obstructionist when you don't do what we want to do when the Democrats are in power. But, of course, that's what he's going to do, pure obstructionism. Now, yesterday we were criticized, I was criticized specifically, about, they said, profiteering. This is Media Matters, George Soros' organization. Of course, George Soros gives billions to all of his organizations, his non-governmental organizations that have created revolutions throughout Europe. And he's trying to do that here with Black Lives Matter, with people like Media Matters. And so they accused us of profiteering off of the shooting in Fort Lauderdale. We simply said to people, look, you can protect yourself with body armor. If they're not going to allow you to protect yourself with a gun, at least you can get body armor. But these people who you would think they're all the time talking about how horrible guns are and how many people are getting shot in the gun-free zones like Chicago and airports. And, of course, they'd been warned that that was going to happen in airports. And we say, look, airports, schools, places like Chicago where you can't have guns, they make it impossible to defend yourself. At least you can have this. I mean, if I had to live in Chicago, I literally would have my kids wearing a bulletproof vest as they're sitting in the apartment, because in many of these areas, people are shot in their apartments as they're sitting there watching television. That's how bad the violence there is in Chicago. But, of course, we were accused of profiteering. The same way, I guess, it's profiteering that when we tell people, hey, you need to clean up your water because there's all kinds of toxic stuff in the water, maybe you should filter your water. Instead, people who didn't filter their water found out after the fact they'd been giving lead to their children. And then they're going to find out someday, they're going to eventually learn and realize the effects of fluoride and glyphosate and some of the other things that are in the water. So we tell you these things, we give you things that are defensive, and, you know, that's supposedly profiteering. No, that's how we fund the operation. We don't get millions of dollars of subsidies as the major networks do, as NPR does. We don't get charitable donations. What we try to do is we offer you products that are going to protect you, that are going to help you with your health. And so in that light, we have put out the body armor. We've also put out a Make Our Bodies Great Again initiative, as this time of year, as people start thinking about their health, thinking about the next year, how they're going to do better the next year. They're going to give themselves more exercise, better nutrition, set up a good base. We've put a lot of our products, our most popular products, on sale. We've got BrainForce 30% off. Super Male Vitality, 30% off. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. So they used to put iodine, they used to supplement that into your food. Now they don't do that as much into the salt. But this is a great form of iodine. It's something that you need to have there. Same thing with vitamin B12. You got 20% off Secret 12, 20% off Liver Shield, 20% off Natural Sleep Aid Knockout. That's a great way to make sure that you get your baseline of sleep. That's very essential to your health. Prostagard, 20% off. You'll find all those at InfoWarsLife.com. Also, we've gotten in an emergency shipment of DNA Force. We sold out of DNA Force over a month ago. It's been out for a while, so we're offering that as 10% off right out of the gates to help you get stocked back up. It's very difficult for us to produce this. It's a difficult and expensive ingredient to get. BioPQQ, you can find all the clinical studies, look at them online. There's 175 clinical studies that show how important this supplement is. Just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000, so it's very expensive to produce, very difficult to obtain. That's why we're out of it, and a 10% discount on this supplement is something that is very substantial. So, again, it's now back in stock. It could be months before we get another shipment of DNA Force. This is just an emergency shipment that we've gotten back in, so make sure that you move on that, and if you are not set up for auto ship, think about that. That's one thing that keeps you from ever running out of the things that you have determined you want for your baseline health. You can sign up for that, get a 10% discount on everything that you sign up for, and if your recurring order is more than $50, we'll give you free shipping on that as well, because that helps us provide our supplies on a regular basis. Now I want to play this clip before we go to break and before we get Lionel come back. This is the Democrats vowing to stall Trump's cabinet picks.
Democrats are vowing to stall action on 8 of Trump's picks.
And this type of obstructionism is enormously anti-democratic.
It's important the Justice Department have its senior leadership in place without delay.
I think we owe deference to a president for choices to executive positions.
Republicans have prevented votes on judges, on agency heads, and on administration secretaries. This is wrong.
My idea would be to go boom, 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 boom.
with them.
We have always had the tradition of moving these nominees as quickly as we possibly could.
As much as some people in this room don't like it, he was elected President of the United States by the American people.
There you go. That's how they're going to help. We'll be right back with Lionel.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and joining us now is Lionel, an Emmy award-winning television news decoder, legal analyst, licensed trial lawyer, former prosecutor. You'll find him at lionelmedia.com. Also on Twitter, at Lionel Media. But before we go to Lionel, I want to get his, first thing I want is his take on this. We've got Rand Paul, who's saying that the people who leaked this information on Trump should go to jail. And I think it's very interesting. He makes a very compelling point. And, of course, Lionel is also a former prosecutor, and I'd like to get his take on this. Let's play this clip and get Lionel's take on this. Rand Paul.
Senator Paul, Donald Trump also said today and acknowledged today in his press conference that Russia probably was behind cyber attacks in the past election, but he also struck back at allegations in an intelligence dossier that he said weren't fairly vetted or even right, but that this almost sounded like a cabal on the part of intelligence officials. What do you make of it?
What I would say is that if there's private information that someone is blackmailing a public figure, and the public figure or someone takes it to the intelligence agencies, you would think it would be private. And really, this is so important that I think whoever leaked it should be prosecuted. Someone should go to jail. If this was an intelligence agency head that talked to the media, they should go to jail. If this was part of the Obama administration, they should go to jail. The reason is you don't want your public figures succumbing to blackmail. Now, he's saying the information is false, and that's I have to rely on his word on that. But the thing is let's say any public official is being blackmailed. What do they tell you to do? You're supposed to go to the FBI and give them the information. But if you can't trust the FBI to keep it secret, and the FBI is going to tell the press what someone's blackmailing you about, what will happen is it will lead to a situation where public figures may be more liable to be extorted or to be blackmailed. So this is a very serious thing.
But, you know, that's exactly what your colleague, Senator John McCain, did with this, as for what you outlined, that someone gave this or he got wind of this, sent it and went to the FBI with this information and let them, you know, pursue it. What do you think of the approach he took?
Well, I don't know what all happened. All I can say is when information is given the FBI, particularly information that people are using to blackmail somebody, it has to be kept private, and no one will want to give information to the FBI if the FBI is going to release blackmail information to the public. This is essentially what happened. Somebody is releasing information that was trying to be used to blackmail it, and it turns out the president-elect says it's not true, but what's more important than any of that is that you can't let the intelligence agencies release blackmail information to the public. It had to either be them, or if, I'm not sure if the Obama administration was in this meeting. I'm not sure how the information got out, but this should not be released to the public. That's crazy. These are allegations. I have no way of ascertaining whether they're true or false, but it's absolutely inappropriate for someone to be putting this out in the public.
All right, that's an interesting point that Rand Paul makes as he's talking to Neil Cavuto. Joining us now is Lionel. Lionel, what is your take on that?
It's fascinating. It is fascinating how this started. David, where do we begin? I'm serious.
I know.
Where do I begin? If I could just have 1 minute of a poem, a prolegomenon, if you will, just an introduction. Since I have become relatively aware of what's going on, I thought that it couldn't get any more complicated before. Bill Clinton, I thought, my God, look at the media, they're after Bill Clinton, and the right wing and the left wing. And it was very simple, right wing, left wing media. Right wing, left wing media. And the media would sometimes vacillate or be somehow maybe a little bit skewed one way or the other. Now we have left wing, right wing, alt left, alt right, media, fake news media, various internet platform media, controlled media. Then you have Donald Trump, who completely upset the apple cart and poses an existential threat to everyone. He is a threat, David, to everyone, to the left, to the prototypical right, to the globalists, to the international banksters, to the deep state, to whatever you want to call it. He has upset the apple cart. And so consequently, he is going to be the beneficiary of this frisson, this calamity, this complete unraveling of everyone. He can just sit back, say nothing, and watch what has happened. I, again, cannot believe how there used to be something called somewhat this notion of journalistic integrity, and we needed to always, you know, David, back up independent alternative media platforms and the like. Now they are themselves under attack, and sometimes deservedly so. So what I've just said in perhaps 30 or so seconds of sounds like complete disjointed gibberish, because that's exactly what the state we're in right now. I don't know from moment to moment who's in charge. Rand Paul. Rand Paul he makes a lot of sense. I think what I used to think makes sense, but Trump intel leakers should go to jail. First, let us stop with this idea, this fetish, David, that we have about putting people in prison and in jail. Let's just stop this. Let us stop this idea that speech, leaked speech, whistleblowers, whether it might be Daniel Ellsberg, Assange, Snowden, who knows, a concerned citizen, think of the Aaron Brockovich model. When you allow this trope or meme to be suggested that whistleblowers, that people who leak should go to jail. That poses a very, very serious threat. So the first reaction to all First Amendment scholars and lovers of liberty should be, wait a minute, stop. Let us look at this very carefully and see if there's another way, because anytime First Amendment and free speech is thwarted, David, we all lose.
Oh, absolutely. And of course, Barack Obama, with using the 100-year-old 1917 Espionage Act, put more journalists and whistleblowers in than all the other presidents in the last 100 years combined. He put them into jail. So there's been a lot of move against whistleblowers. And I think the interesting thing in defense of Rand Paul, when people said, oh, we got to put Snowden in jail, we've got to put WikiLeaks and Julian Assange in jail, he said, all right, fine, you want to put them in jail for releasing that information, then fine, you put the people in the NSA whose crimes they exposed, put them in jail as well, okay? So I think that's where he's coming from. And I look at this, I think what Rand Paul doesn't want to go, where he doesn't want to go, is where we saw this German former defense spokesman say, a member of parliament in Germany, say, look, this is a war. You've got the military-industrial complex coming after Donald Trump. When Neil Cavuto started talking about John McCain, and he said, well, didn't John McCain do the right thing? Didn't he give this stuff to the FBI? I think the intention of John McCain, I think the intention of the FBI and the people who leaked this out there, was to do character assassination on Donald Trump. And so that is the issue. And so Rand Paul didn't want to go to it to say, hey, this is an attempted coup against Donald Trump. Instead, he's saying, hey, you've got a situation here where the FBI is supposed to investigate blackmailers. And when somebody is being blackmailed for something, they ought to be able to go to them, especially if it's not true. They ought to be able to go to them and say, hey, I want you to investigate this, and expect that the FBI or the intelligence services aren't going to put that out in the press. And I think that is a weaponized abuse of their office, an abuse of their trust to do that. I think that's what he's really kind of speaking to here.
Well, look, again, I'm very sensitive to the notion of jail, number one. Number two, I wish Rand Paul would have said this is precisely a coup.
Mm-hmm,
this is precisely what it is. Rand, with all due respect, sir, grow a pair, call it the way it is. That's exactly what this is. Now, David, do you remember in the old days, a lot of the youngsters and the millennial types might not know this, but during the heyday of J. Edgar Hoover, he would do the following. Let's say you were a congressman or senator, and let's say, more importantly, you were in charge of my budget. And I would go to your office, and I would say, Senator Knight, may I speak with you for a moment? Yes, close the door. I said, listen, I just want you to know something. We have this information here. And it would be very, very dangerous if this ever got out. I just want you to know that it's safe with us. Don't worry. We have stopped this.
Yeah.
The channels, and we will make sure that it never gets out. Now, about that funding, and that's kind of sort of what this is, but not as artful. What McCain is doing is basically saying is he says, hey, look, I'm just trying to pass this along. I'm not trying in any way to discredit President-elect Trump. What I'm doing is merely saying that this is a bigger issue. This could compromise the safety and the integrity of American intelligence and blah, blah, blah. And I'm doing it for – it just so happens that President-elect Trump, a man whom I loathe, happens to be the beneficiary of this bad news. But let me just stop right there. Look at this fellow right here. Let me ask you a very simple question, David. Good guy, bad guy? Answer the question. Good guy or bad guy?
Which one? Are you talking about McCain? Sorry? Oh, on screen. Oh, sorry, yeah. James Clapper. Yeah, absolutely. I would say a bad guy. This is a guy, they ask, are you spying on the American people? Are you collecting stuff? And, of course, you know, he can't even make eye contact with Ron Wyden. He's looking down and rubbing his eye, you know.
Do you remember, again, years ago, I'm very historic today, when Jeremiah Denton, the brave POW in Vietnam, was being asked questions, and he was blinking in Morse code, like, yeah, they're beating me, they're torturing me. Clapper was saying, well, and he still has it. I mean, they're still talking about perjury in the past with him. I mean, this man is not the standard bearer of veracity, but he's thinking, well, now let me just get down to brass tacks, David, because you know when it comes down to brass tacks, that's our middle name. I'm a trial lawyer by profession. I love facts. If there's no facts, there's no evidence, there's no fact, it never happened. It never happened. You may be a lot of things, but if I don't have proof of it, it never happened. Number one, to date, as we speak. And President-elect Trump kind of let me down with this one. You know, when he said, okay, look, I admit, okay, there was some, maybe there was some Russian hacking. Excuse me. What evidence of Russian hacking is there? There is none.
Yeah, we had John McAfee on yesterday, and he destroyed that. And we've seen one article after the other, people who are technically proficient, people who are in the cybersecurity business, white hats, who have totally destroyed this phony report that we got before, the phony dossier that broke a couple of days ago. So,
now,
yeah,
a couple of things, too. Let's say tonight you go home to your palatial manse, and the front door is broken. It's shattered. It's hanging on the hinges. And you go inside, and nothing's been taken. Nothing. You and your family say, no, we did just an inventory, and nothing's been taken. You call the police, and you say, I've been burglarized. Okay? Technically, you really have it, because there was somebody came in. Was anything taken? No. But we were burglarized. So we were hacked. I guess there's evidence of maybe Russia or somebody entering, abutting, doing something. That's not, David, what we're talking about. Imagine this story. Russian FSB agents, under the direction of Vladimir Putin, changed the vote count, and Donald Trump actually received only 15 votes. Now, that's a good story. Now, that's a hack I want to talk about. Now,
and I think that's what they're trying to imply, because they keep talking about it being hacked. I think that's what the public is hearing, and that's why you've got Homeland Security moving into the voting machines, trying to make their move on that. Yeah.
Listen to how language is so important. Nobody talks about the veracity, the authenticity of the information. Let's assume another arguendo, God forbid, a spouse were to come home and find her husband's phone. Says, I found pictures of you with your secretary in rather compromising positions. And the husband responds with, I've been hacked. Now, he says, I don't care whether I've been hacked or not. Is this or is this not you dressed in a Nike jacket and a whip, dressed like a barn owl costume? All right. The problem is that we ask them this particular question. All right. Let's assume, as we lawyers say, arguendo for the sake of argument. Let's assume that there was hacking there. Was the information that was revealed, was it true? Let's look at it. Was there evidence that the Democratic Party itself subverted, let's say, Bernie Sanders or did something? That's number one. Number two, which is the most important, explain this to me. And I want everybody watching and listening from sea to shining sea and around the world. How exactly did this happen? Did somebody, let's say, in Austin one day walk up to the polling booth and a man says, honey, something happened right now. I'm feeling this. I was going to vote for Hillary Clinton, but I think the DNC was hacked. And for some reason, I may not be sure about this, I'm voting for Donald Trump now. I don't know why. I'm voting. What? Do you mean to tell me all of those people, 65, 60s, or whatever, millions of people who showed up, and the tens of thousands to the rock star show called the Trump Extravaganza. What? Why were they voting for him? Did it have anything to do with, you know, honey, I would have never voted for Donald Trump, but, you know, this amazing, invisible, mysterious hack that I've never heard about until after the election has changed me. That's gone. Now, you mentioned something else, which is great, too, because, David, as you normally do so brilliantly, you inspire me. So, I think language is a critical thing, how we say things. Years ago, we used to have a joke in criminal law when somebody would ask us, is this illegal? I say, no, it's unlawful. Or I'd interview a client. I'd say, you ever been convicted of a crime? And he'd say, convicted? Convicted? I'd think, okay, we got to. Now, you notice this, David. There was not documents found, pictures, movies, GIFs, JPEGs. Oh, no, 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 no. You see, David, they found a dossier. They a dossier. And I guarantee you, more people turned around and said, hey, Buford, yeah, what the hell's a dossier? Is that like a bidet? Is that like that French toilet? What is a dossier?
Did they find it in an attaché? Was it that makes it give it more credibility? Yeah,
yes,
gravitas. There you go.
That is gravitas. And Betty, I think it was in a communique. Those things we heard in all those spy movies, a communique. I'm sure that Alex, when he sends you memos, he sends you communiques. So anyway, so all of a sudden, we have now have communiques. Now, in this thing, I want to also speak about something. Again, part of the multivariate theme here. As you know, under the case of New York Times against Sullivan, this is the consummate, the most important seminal libel case in our American jurisprudence. When a public figure sues for libel, defamation, and the like, and because that public figure is a public figure and is able to summon a press conference or hold him or herself out, invite controversy, maybe oftentimes as a politician, when they are allegedly defamed or libeled, they have a higher standard, a higher burden. They have to show that that libel, that defamation, that slander, was based in malice, that it was malicious, that it was based, for example, a reckless disregard for the truth. When we return after this incredible bump music, I'm going to tell you how the Ben Smith, whatever that little memo, could not have been written better by a plaintiff's lawyer, as he basically described malice in so many words.
They were very careful with it, weren't they? We're going to be right back. I'm David Knight. We have Lionel with us. He's going to break this down. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 0606 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to harrys.com now and enter code 0606 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com. Code 0606.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com. Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
This is the end. Beautiful. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're talking to Lionel. We were just talking about how the people in authority came out with a dossier and a communique, as Lionel pointed out. They use these kind of semantics. They use this kind of sophistry to argue from a position of authority. And we're going to go back. He was just breaking down the difference in terms of libel law, the Sullivan decision, on how a public figure is treated. So we're going to get right back to Lionel on that. But I wanted to remind you again that we have this special that we started at the beginning of the year, people who are wanting to turn over a new leaf in life on their health. And, of course, you need a good base of nutrients and supplements and vitamins and minerals. We've put a lot of these on sale at InfoWarsLife.com, our 2017 Make Our Bodies Great Again initiative. 30% off Brain Force, 30% off Super Male Vitality, 30% off Survival Shield X2, that's our nascent iodine. Then Secret 12, our vitamin B12 supplement, liquid format, very easy to take, very easy for your body to assimilate, 20% off that. 20% off Liver Shield, 20% off Knockout, our natural sleep aid, 20% off Prostaguard, and many others you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. Now is a great time to support your health and to support InfoWars. We don't get the massive funding from George Soros, as Media Matters does, when they criticize us for trying to capitalize for telling people how to defend their bodies from whether it's Obama's shooting zones, his gun-free killing zones, or whether we try to tell you how to defend your body from the people who are dumping junk into your water, into your food supply. But that's how we make our money. We do that by offering you products that you can use to protect yourself, to protect your family, to make your life better, to increase your quality and vitality of life. So you'll find those specials at InfoWarsLife.com. You'll also find our state-of-the-art carbon nanotube technology that is a state-of-the-art, ultra-lightweight body armor that you'll find. There's also inserts, that insert there. That is our very cheapest format, and that is something you can put into your backpack when you travel, when your kids go to school. That's what I was criticized for, saying, hey, here's something that you could shield yourself with. You know, some people had a bullet stopped at that shooting. One guy had a bullet stopped by his personal computer. This is a lot more effective at stopping bullets than a computer is. And it's a lot larger than an iPhone. Remember, there was a guy whose life was saved because he was in Istanbul at that shooting, and it was an iPhone that stopped a bullet. This is larger. This is designed to stop bullets, not to do something else. This is a much more reliable and cheaper, more cost-effective way to protect yourself. Put that in your luggage instead. All right, let's go back to Lionel. Lionel, you know, when they're talking about hacking even, they use semantics. They use it as a verb, is what the way people are hearing it. They're saying, oh, somebody hacked it. They broke into a computer. They stole some information. When in reality, what we're talking about is hack as a noun. We saw that Hillary Clinton was a political hack, and the DNC were hacks, and Podesta was a hack, okay? But they use it very cleverly, don't they?
By the way, special little side note on this ammo, great product there. I'd buy that up real quick because you know somebody's going to say, we can't let people protect themselves from this.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
You know, but no. So, you know, buy it now. Yeah. Operator standing by. Yeah. I want to read something to you before, and I brought this to your attention. There is a, as I told you, in the libel law, when I put something out, let's say, and I put something out about David Knight, and you're a public figure, and you sue me, you've got to prove, basically. Now, what I did was I was basically guilty of malice, reckless disregard for the facts, didn't really care. And I hear more music.
Yeah, we ran out of time again. I went so long to cut. Okay, we're going to be right back with Lionel, and we're going to go straight to that explanation. We're going to be back in less than a minute. He's going to finish that point. All right, we're going to be right back with Lionel. I'm David Knight.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.